Satanic Jews, Christian Nazi Myth Debunked by High Priest Hooded Cobra. I know all of you in the National Socialist scene, the real hardcore pagan NS, are coming in opposition with this apparent retardation here that is bleeding due to ignorance and cuckolds within our ranks. While you have rejected the Jew intellectually, in soul, mind, and action, others are still half here, half there, and they also have the nerve to talk and pretend to be of intelligence. From the neo-Jew philosophers such as Stefan Molyneux, who is an open and admitted Jew, to alt-right, to the master of plastic surgery, aka David Duke, to semi-awakened cuckold Christian doomers online, I will be God's greatest president, Jew-infested family tree, Donald Trump. Some people don't seem to get it. Even though they have partial awareness of the Jewish problem, they willingly deny the points in regards to what Christianity really is. Who, in fact, pretend to be in our ranks, but with side of the mouth are messaging the Jewish Rabbi Emmanuel, also known as Jesus, Lord of the Slaves, the eternal victim, putting him, of course, above than their own race and hardwired biological existence or even facts and common sense. Well, these cuckold halflings have been running Nazism and pro-whiteism for about 70 years after Hitler's departure, and guess what? No outcomes. Nothing. Respectable Nazis like George Lincoln Rockwell have openly stated that they were not Christian, but were in fact in acceptable terms with Christianity, since its monstrous power over the white people could not do anything due to Christianity always getting in the way with meekness, weakness, and breeding of traitors and retards. Rockwell knew the truth about Judeo-Christianity. No man with a high IQ can tolerate this apparent bullshit. What happened to him when his campaign was untainted by Judeo-Christianity and started skyrocketing? He was murdered by a paid shill and traitor from the ranks. Your paid Christian shills are going well and alive for tens of years, and Rockwell was murdered in the fastest way possible. Was it the pro-whiteness? Aren't your cucks like David Duke, Tex Mars, and tens of others alive, vibrant, and with a huge paycheck? Because oi gewalt, they tell you half of the truth. Because lies are easy, and being a hardliner and accepting truth is hard. People fall for that crap. While still being 100% Jewish cucked, spiritually, intellectually, emotionally, and in their behavior. If anything, from this apparent retardation, they were always victimized by the Jews as shabbos goyim. They were always incapable to fend off their influences, and always at a pitfall to see the complete picture of the Jew, let alone fight it correctly. This is why National Socialism descended after Hitler departed. The only saddening thing is the few honest anti-Jews that don't know the truth, waste their life in lies, and I am writing this to wake up the genuine white souls, National Socialists, who want to really fight and end the Jewish supremacists' slaver global agenda. Nothing happened from these cuckolds until the evil Satanists came into the scene to compensate with spiritual warfare, occult warfare. Tens of years and nothing has happened. The Jews were never even afraid. Just neo-Nazism, Christian cucks, who bow to Jews' first and only after will help their race. Well, half a kike is allowed, and the list goes. The Jews thrived, and everyone was victimized. Now, with the evil Satanists on the scene, the Jews are indeed worried. When Satanism came into flourishing, so did the evil Nazi spirit rise into people. To where you see the internet filled with anti-Semitism and the enemy wanting to outbreed us fast out of existence before anything worse erupts, which it will. What did these cucks make? No results, just crap theories, shills making fortunes on evangelical whiteism, and all sorts of crap. And what is the outcome? At night, they were all on their knees, servicing a Jew on a stick, through prayer, beating their wife senseless, and then the other day cheating because, well, Jesus wasn't really that much of a help to give them any better reasons than living a sensuous, physical life of a slave. Maybe if they shilled a bit more for Jesus, they would also get a better life. Pastry smile on, fake cuckold morals that nobody adhered to really, proved by our fucking obvious decline now, on living in the Jewish society and accepting Jews as your universal saviors on. Everyone was still cucked. History took its Jewish root. And now not only that, but our biological existence is threatened as a race altogether. We are now being invaded, and still cucks are trying to find if Jesus was half or full Jewish, or if he had anal or vaginal sex with Mary the Magdalene, or actually fucked Peter by the ears. Meanwhile, white women are raped to death, and the Islamic conquest, which happened in the Middle Ages, is repeating itself. Well done, Christian cucks. As for all these paid shills that are singing their death song while trying to maintain a hoax whose time is long overdue, the wave will come and you will be obliterated completely. Mark these words. Humanity is waking up and your shilling cannot stop this from happening. The Jews are going to cry really bad when this program, being the lifeline of mercy and cuckolding the goyim, is out of the way once and for all. Never forget, the power of National Socialism is in the enlightening occult darkness with which it vests the soul. This is the way of the Black Sun. Remove this and you have no National Socialism or hope of saving your people. We need to therefore answer their silly and infantile arguments. All our doctrine does it on its own, but we cannot post our doctrine in one reply, yet everything can be summed up, so to say. If people want the truth, then they can see this for themselves. Argument 1. The Bible says there are false Jews who pretend to be Jews but are of Satan. Why is this legit? Because the Jews said so in the Jewish Bible? In the same way, we may assume that all other lies in the Bible are accurate, such as Jews having Jerusalem. Maybe the war against Palestine, which was based on their Bible, is also justified too? Are God's chosen people? And if this is God's book, and you believe one thing, then take all the facts. There is another quote where Jesus affirms a non-Jewish woman as a dog. Is this a fact too? There is another quote where Rabbi Jesus says that he and his father, the Hebrew God Jehovah, are one. There is also another quote where Jesus says that he came not to change the law, the Torah, Old Testament, but to fulfill it, and that not one yod, Hebrew letter, and one vav, Hebrew letter, may be changed in order for the kingdom of God to emerge. First of all, it's well known that the Bible has been tampered with, altered, had passages removed and added by the Christian high councils in all the Orthodox, Catholic, evangelical offsprings. Different translations of the Bible literally are different books, mentioning different things. This proves the Bible has been severely written and rewritten over. Satanism, as it's known today and advertised by the Jews, is only what we could resemble today as paganism. Jews destroyed paganism, who made Rome, Egypt, Greece, and all the other advanced, superior, and supreme civilizations. All the higher-up Roman emperors, pharaohs, godmen such as Alexander the Great were into the Delphic, Egyptian, pagan mysteries. They worshipped the serpent, the goat, and they did all sorts of rituals that today are labeled as satanic by the Jews. The Church completely obliterated Europe, and we entered the Dark Ages. What came from these was only a shadow of the civilization that existed prior. Millions upon millions of whites have been butchered because the weakness of this program allowed race mixing, told them to love their enemies, and in the Rome's fall, the clergymen were more than the actual soldiers. Mixing was rampant. People were living for the next life and not this one. Pagan gods were desecrated and destroyed, and through cucking the emperors with Christianity, the Jews bought them and destroyed the Roman Empire. Christianity emphasizes all these emotions, such as misplaced love, misplaced mercy, loving your enemies. Multiculturalism is God's almighty plan and it cannot be stopped. The list is endless. The Church only built anything after it completely flattened it and obliterated it to death. Then it rebuilt it into this crap civilization that came afterwards, where the Jews gradually start gaining power through which they have conquered today's world. The Islamic conquest was another direct result of this apparent Christian weakness, which teaches servitude and bastardization. This is now being repeated all over. Gradually, as people opened up to these Jewish values, started worshipping victims instead of Odin, and did not have any spiritual or occult knowledge, they were made total slaves. This is a well-established meme. It can be easily debunked, and it should be obvious, but internal cucking, brainwashing since birth, and the subconscious partial need to accept some Jew in your life, even if mixed with some seeming truth, can have backlashes. Obviously, the Bible is a Jewish tool of domination. It is full of confusion and contradictions to stick like a cancer to all the ages, times, cells, and belief systems. The Jews work always by projecting and reversing. They play the victimized when they are the oppressors. Argument 2. Satan is made up by the Jews. Obviously, this is not the case. Knowledge of the ancient language proves otherwise. Satan existed in the Sumerian East in the form of Satyan, which translates to eternal truth. The Y in many languages is an E sound, which literally makes Satan or Satan. In the white Abrahamic tribes, such as the Yazidis, who are hunted down to extinction by the Jewish-made ISIS terrorists, they still worship the peacock named Shaitan. Sa in Egyptian means life. Sahu is the Egyptian spiritual body of the greatest height. The Hindu mantra of serpent yoga, Kundalini yoga, is Satanama. In Greek, in the Apocalypse of John, Satan is called Satanas and not Satan. Satan is an anglicized version of this term. In the East, we have Sanatana Dharma, or the Path of Truth, which is the spiritual path of ascension. Even the argument of the legitimacy of Hebrew simply is self-defeating. The Hebrews had a language stolen from Egypt. The symbols of ancient Hebrew are almost entirely the same as the Egyptian engravings. They are the same. Satan could not have resulted as an original finding either, and the Jews found this in the Middle East, or in Egypt, or in any other place. Jesus is actually Iesus in Greek, as there is no J really in these texts. This is IE-SUS, which literally means, in Greek, come Zeus. The Jews' character is nothing but a Hebraic swindle. Argument 3. Jews conduct rituals to Satan. False. Jews conduct rituals to Lucifer, which is nothing but a generic term meaning of the light bringer, which is also a common type for Jesus. This is a title stolen from Satan and gravitated later to the Hebraic Jesus. Jesus is their literal light bringer. This is why they call him Lucifer Christ or Jesus Lucifer. They believe this Jew is to one day come and rule over them while destroying the Goyim and Satan, bringing ultimately the Empire of God, which will be a worldwide Jewish empire. All the occult societies of the Jews, the Freemasons, the Illuminati, the Temple of the Golden Dawn, etc., all follow the Jewish systems of magic, practice Jewish invocations of Jehovah, and use binding magic in the name of Jehovah. The majority is also Jewish racially. The symbols and practices are stolen, ripped off, and copied from the ancient rituals, and the Jews added additions such as human sacrifice and anything else. The symbols and everything are stolen and entirely not related to anything that has to do with Satan anymore. They heap this on Satan to blame him, while the Muslims and the Jews do thousands of sacrifices of living creatures every year. All this is done in the name of Allah, Jesus Christ, and Jehovah. Hitler drove away the Freemasons and other Jew-owned occult groups belonging to Jews specifically for this reason. They were anti-German, anti-pagan, and worked always behind the scene in politics, industry, and everywhere else to destroy the German nation and white people, exactly as they do today. They were the ones responsible for opening up Germany to invasion, war, poverty, and death. All these occult societies practice biblical magic. They follow instructions of the Bible. They pray and invoke the same God the Christians and Jews pray to. And they all wish for the God world of Jews that is to come, same as the final reckoning and defeat of Satan. This is why the occult societies further exactly the Jewish plans. They are very open that they worship Christ and the Jews, but people want to neglect the obvious facts. Argument 4. Adolf Hitler was a Christian. Adolf Hitler put his race above any so-called religions. Christian cucks put God above their race, and as thus, they drive their race towards destruction. As we have stated before, the very few incidents where Hitler mentions God in his speeches never have a reference to Jesus. In his Mein Kampf, in the unadulterated, older, and untouched by editor Keik versions, Hitler openly talks of providence and not God. The same goes for Napoleon Bonaparte. They never talked of God. Also, after the war, these speeches and writings have been dubbed over, no different than the Holocaust. Hitler was a well-known psychic who communicated with Nordics, and this is well documented in the diaries and writings of people around him, from his earlier years to the last years. Hitler showed absolutely no Christian ethics. No man that tries to go against the Jews is in accordance to Christianity, which gets us to our second point. Hitler has openly talked in his table talks that Christianity is nothing but spiritual Bolshevism, and that Christianity, which is a literal fact, mirrors Bolshevism and the eternal Jewry. All of these are obvious and true facts, and the Fuhrer's piercing logic and demonic genius could never fail to see such an apparent thing. Hitler openly talked against Christianity to all the higher-ups in his government, while the Nazis gradually undermined and destroyed Christianity in all frontiers. The most powerful occultist and grandmaster in Germany, the second man in power in Germany, was Heinrich Himmler, an avid anti-Christian, pro-pagan, Satanist, as he would be called today, who conducted in full knowledge of everyone pagan rituals, spiritual warfare, and worked to destroy the church. Adolf Hitler belonged to the occult order named Vril, and his mentor, who introduced him in politics, was the infamous occultist Dietrich Eckart, who has taught him the occult forces. Many close-by people of Hitler do openly say about how it was evident he was a demigod, and that they felt beings with exceptional power talked through him. The Antichrist and thus spoke Zarathustra, who are condemned as the most anti-God books of all time, were a daily study routine in the National Socialist Germany. Children outside of marriage, orgies, and everything else anti-Christian that would make Rabbi Jews' cry 6 trillion tears have been well documented to have been a daily National Socialist practice. National Socialism, as taught by Dr. Goebbels, was a religion, and the high priest of this religion was the Führer. Satan, in the Jewish world, is literally the Antichrist, the big anti-Semite, the dreaded fear of the Jews, and for this reason they called Hitler Satan. They literally believe Hitler was sent by Satan himself to destroy them and obliterate them. In whatever texts have survived today, even in Jewish drivel, one can see evidently the points of that Satan is directly associated with the white race. The Zohar openly admits it. The Jewish Old Testament too. The Revelation and the New Testament talks about the war, destruction, and death of Satan. The Jewish commandments, or mitzvot, talk against Satan. The protocols of the elders of Zion talk of destroying God. Meanwhile, Christianity is rampant, and the Jews promote it for centuries. So which God are they destroying? The pagan god Satan. This is who they want to destroy. The Jews went into war, tried to obliterate Satan, and have defamed all the deities and names that are even remotely related to Satan. For example, Hitler and the Nazis were in communication with Ostara, which in the Jewish grimoires ended up as Astaroth, stolen from the Sumerian deity. The Jews themselves admit that Hitler was demonic, invested with demonic powers. To some, Hitler was the literal Antichrist. Hail Satan! Hail Hitler!